I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A hallmark of Mexico's drug war is the high rate of gruesome crimes. Even so, one particular crime stood out earlier this week. In the border city of Nuevo Laredo, two bodies, that of a man and a woman, were found hanging from a highway bridge. The bodies showed signs of torture, and the killers left signs warning that, quote, other internet snitches would meet the same fate. That struck a raw nerve in Mexico, a country where average citizens have turned to the web and social media to disseminate and get information about the drug war. Dave Graham is senior correspondent for Reuters in Mexico City. How are social media being used by residents in Mexico in the fight against drugs?
Well, Lisa, they're really being used to fill a gap that has arisen in parts of the country where the media really have been cowed into silence by the drug gangs. A lot of things that happen in local areas just go unreported. And one of the ways that people have found to get around this is to use social media to let them know what exactly is going on in areas, for example, where drug gangs are proving a menace, for example.
So give an example. What would the messages say?
Messages would say that there's a shoot-up going on, road X or Y, in a certain part of town A or B, and don't go there.
So the warnings go out, but sometimes the warnings are false. And tell us about one particular case that happened in Veracruz.
Well, in the state of Veracruz, what happened was two users of social media, one I believe was Twitter, the other was Facebook, were arrested. And according to the arrest warrant, they were at risk of facing up to 30 years in jail because they had reported a shoot-up in a school warning parents if they wanted to keep their kids safe or whatever, then they had to take action. Now, it turned out in this case that the attack by a drug gang on the school was not as they had related. And in any case, the local government accused them of willfully, or maliciously, if you will, crying wolf and saying that drug gangs were creating mayhem and that this, in fact, was not the case. So they were arrested on terrorism charges.
For spreading information that turned out to be false, even though it wasn't knowingly disseminated as false information.
Well, that's, of course, the bone of contention there. And obviously the defendants in this case, the two people arrested, said that they were not knowingly disseminating false information.
Well, as you said, the social media have arisen because the mainstream media have been bullied or cowed into keeping quiet about drug operations. Now that these bodies have been found, is there any indication that there's a chilling effect on those who are using social media to try and point a finger at drug dealers?
I think, Lisa, to be honest, it's a bit early to say because this incident in the north has been fairly isolated. I mean, we haven't had many reports of this kind of thing going on. Obviously, if it were to turn out to be one of many incidents of this nature, I mean, you would expect people to be, let's just say, more circumspect about what they put out. But one of the questions surrounding the issue here is exactly how the bad guys in this case came to identify the two users, because, of course, you know, many people have anonymous usernames. So that is something, of course, that would bear on any future impacts on this. If people, of course, are using their own names, then they're at risk if drug gangs are going to target them. So the risk is very real in that case.
That's Reuters correspondent Dave Graham speaking to us from Mexico City.